Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we select verses from the Holy Quran and we try and understand their meaning. What lessons are there for us to learn and then we reflect upon? So the topic of the day is Counsel to Qarun. Very informative topic. There is so much to learn. What pieces of advice were given to Qarun, which he did not listen. And Quran talks about those pieces of advices. What are they? We'll learn in detail, inshallah, in this episode. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. From start till end, you can add as many good intentions as possible, because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task. As I am presenting this program, I can make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Qasas, verse number 76 and 77.
إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِن قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
Indeed, Qarun was from the nation of Musa. Then he transgressed against them, and we had granted him so much treasure that its keys were certainly burdensome for a group of strong individuals. When his nation said to him, "Do not be vain. Allah does not like the conceited. And seek the abode of the hereafter with what which Allah granted you. And do not forget your share from the world and do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you. And do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord." Respective verse, in this verse, Surah Qasas, the mention of Qarun is there. Who was Qarun? Let's first learn about it. Qarun was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. He was very handsome. He was an excellent reciter of the divine book, the Torah. Later, he was granted immense wealth. It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him wealth to the extent that the keys, only the keys of his treasure would be loaded onto mules. Now you can imagine how much treasure would he possess the group of strong individuals would deal with the keys. Respective viewers, Qarun had envy against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He had jealousy, hasad. And over time, he formed a separate group of followers and built a magnificent house adorned with golden door and gold-plated walls. Can you imagine how splendid his mansion, his house was? And the group of Bani Israel would come and sit with him to have food and chat and amuse Qarun and joke and to make him laugh. So this was the routine. Despite all his wickedness, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continued to treat him with exemplary kindness, gentleness. However, Qarun constantly caused distress to Prophet Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Finally, when the obligation of zakat was revealed and Prophet Musa alayhi salam instructed Qarun to pay zakat, his greed overtook him and he refused to pay zakat. So what he did was, he made a plan against Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he bribed a woman with money and he asked her to make false accusation against Musa alayhi salam in front of Bani Israel. Now that woman, because of money, the greed of wealth, she agreed. But what happened was, when she went in front of Bani Israel to make that false accusation against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of adultery, she was overtook with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she couldn't say that. Instead, she exposed the wrong and wicked intentions of Qarun. That's how he was exposed. So this made Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam so sad and disappointed. And Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah Almighty, if I am indeed your true messenger, then send down your wrath upon Qarun." Prayer of Prophet Musa alayhi salam was accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, "O Musa, I have commanded the earth to obey your order. Command as you wish." In response, Prophet Musa alayhi salam commanded the earth and it swallowed Qarun, his associates, and all his treasure. It started sinking in the earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Earlier, we heard a few verses of the Holy Quran, which talk about Qarun and his treasure. It also talk about those advices which were made, given to Qarun by the Bani Israel, but he did not listen to them and he got destroyed. Those pieces of advice are mentioned in the Holy Quran. They are also very much relevant for us to ponder, to reflect, to learn a lesson. And this is what we will be discussing today, inshallah, in detail. What were those advices, one by one? And what can we learn from those advices so that we can protect ourselves from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can better ourselves for the hereafter. The first counsel to Qarun was, the righteous believers advised Qarun saying, "La tafrah, inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin." Do not be vain. Allah does not like the conceited. Meaning, "O Qarun, Allah Almighty has granted you wealth. So refrain from being boastful and arrogant about it. Indeed, Allah Almighty does not like those who indulge in pride and show off." Respectfully, if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blesses us with ni'mah, with blessings, may it be wealth, power, position, beauty, or whatever form or shape of blessing we receive. So sometimes what happens, those they have got beauty because of their beauty, those they have got power because of their power, those they have got position because of their position, and those they have got wealth because of their wealth, they become arrogant They have takabbur within their personality. Astaghfirullah. And they start degrading and devaluing others. They consider others and they consider them devalued and degraded. And they ridicule others because of their power, position, beauty or wealth. And this is what is not liked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attribute which is condemned, takabbur, arrogance, that can lead one to end up going to hellfire. May Allah protect. Now, if you have beauty, if you have power, if you have position, if you have wealth, alhamdulillah, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should you treat this? There are two types. If you get blessing, you become arrogant, you start showing off, you can start considering others degraded and devalued, this is condemned. This is something which is prohibited in Islam and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very much disliked. Whereas if you become shukr guzar and you become grateful, you become thankful, your heart softens, your gratitude fills the heart. One reflects, oh Allah, I'm so undeserving, yet you have blessed me so much. Thank you. Shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made. And then a person feels that joy, right? They share their wealth with others. They help others with their position, with their power. Allahu Akbar. And they try and alleviate the sufferings of others. And they help the distressed. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wealth which they have got. Why? Because they are shakir. Because they know that it is not my wealth. It has been granted to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should be looking after. I should be helping those that are in need. They organize mahafil. They organize the gatherings of goodness. They distribute food. They distribute their wealth to the needy. And they engage in good deeds. Yes, this is what is desired. If you get the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can rejoice, you should become happy. As it is said in Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Say, only with the grace of Allah and His mercy, they should rejoice. If you receive fadl, if you receive mercy, rahmah from the court of Allah, you should rejoice, you should become happy. But that happiness should not cause arrogance. That happiness should not lead towards showing off. That happiness should not cause harm to others. It should not make one feel superior and others inferior. That happiness shouldn't do this. Rather, it should help others. And one should be down to earth, humble himself. Look at Qarun. How much was he blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But he refused to pay zakat. He refused to listen to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had arrogance and he thought that is his own mal, that is his own wealth. Jealousy, takabbur, hasad, arrogance has led towards destruction and he's sinking in the earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Earth swallowed him. Why should one be arrogant? The power, position, money, beauty, whatever form or shape of ni'mah one possesses, this is not his own. Don't you see those, they were in powers within few seconds, they are on roads from hero to zero, they turned. Because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he can take this away whenever he wants. So why should we be arrogant? What's the point? To degrade others, devalue others, consider others degraded and ridicule others and think of something that I have done it? No, everything belongs to Allah. All authority, power and control belongs solely to Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be always down to earth. And when we are humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us more and more and more. And if we become mutakabbir, if we have arrogance, if we start showing off, we think that whatever is because of my own self, no, then you should wait for the destruction. Allah forbid. And the more humble you are, the more your status is raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in front of people also. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah elevates him. Just like with us today, we learned about Qarun and his wealth. And we also learned about the first piece of advice which was given to him by the righteous ones. But he did not listen. We've got another four pieces of advice from this verse which we'll discuss in our next episode, which will be part two of this topic. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. That's all for today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.